to sound ideas. Central Catholic grad Ryan Latham says succeeding as a session musician and on-call live performer in Nashville is all about saying yes. Latham returns to his alma mater Friday as the saxophonist in the tribute band We've Only Just Begun, Carpenters Remembered, which performs at a benefit for Faith in Action, a local nonprofit serving seniors. Latham talked via Skype with GLT's John Norton about his life in Music City. He says this band is one of many in which he performs, and despite his strong jazz background, Latham says he's picked up a few things from the music of the Carpenters.
Oh, yeah, the harmonies, these waterfall harmonies that they have, their solos. In terms of saxophone, there's two very iconic solos, one on Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman, and the other on Rainy Days and Mondays, which I actually play note for note during the show. So putting those two iconic solos in my arsenal, in my tool bag, and getting to play those and was really, just really felt great, and just kind of expanded my, you know, vocabulary, musically.
Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
So what, were you in a jazz band at Central Catholic, or just...
Yeah, I started playing in jazz band, pep band. I went to ISU for 2 years and didn't really find my niche there. So after that, that's when I went to Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, and I enrolled in the jazz studies program there. Just did the whole four-year music thing, and then I ended up graduating and staying in Nashville and working as... session player and road work and live work. And
well, let me ask you about that, Ryan. How do you transition? How do you get into the really competitive business of being a session musician in a music town like Nashville?
Well, it's constantly a work in progress, but your relationships are the most important thing you can have. You have to go out and meet people and form relationships. Otherwise, nobody's going to know you're there and your phone won't ever ring. You can be the best player on earth, really, and if nobody knows you're around, you know, you're not going to get work. So obviously you got to know what you're doing and be good, but your relationships is, to me, is the most crucial, and that's how you get into that and how you stay in it.
As a session musician, is this something you aspire to? Do you fall into it? Or is it something like, okay, I'm going to do this, but what I really want to do is my own thing?
Kind of all of that. I wouldn't classify myself as a solo artist per se. I guess I view myself right now where I'm at is more of a side man who kind of freelances and works with a lot of different groups in a lot of different settings. Some guys aspire to do that, you know, session work specifically, which session work is definitely different than live work in different ways. You're more under a microscope. Time is money per se. When you're in the studio, things got to be happening quick and precise, and there's guys that are really, really good at that, and that's just kind of all they want to do. I can do that, no problem, but I like the live stuff too, and to be honest, I take the work, whatever setting it's in. I don't shy away from turning a session down. I don't shy away from turning some road work down or a live performance down. When the phone rings, I always joke that I'm the yes man, you know, wherever it is. And that's also how you keep working. You know, if you say no too many times, people stop calling you. So
the voice you're hearing is Ryan Latham. He's a Central Catholic grad from 1998. He's back in town this Friday night for a benefit concert. They'll play at Central Catholic High School. We've Only Just Begun. The Carpenters Remembered is just one of the bands he plays in. And this is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. I asked you a little bit about some of the Carpenters stuff. Have you developed a favorite song or two from their repertoire that... other than what you mentioned that you like to play or have a new appreciation for?
Yeah, there's a great song called There's a Kind of Hush. There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. I think that's a real fun one. I get a little sax solo at the end of that. There's some cool lines in there. I love doing, we do the back rack medley. That's a fantastic a medley that Harry Sharp, our music director, arranged. I really enjoyed playing that one. It's hard to pick because they're all just feel-good songs that are just so well-crafted that it's hard to deny any of them as being better or worse, per se.
I want to go back to when you were going to Middle Tennessee State, and I imagine you were in Nashville itself quite a bit, right? Going back and forth between school and Nashville?
Yeah, just going to seeing shows. And so, I would make the trek back and forth quite a bit. And then once I graduated in, I think, December of 2004, I moved officially into town, into Nashville, and been here ever since.
So when you're at Middle Tennessee State and you're that close to Nashville, how are they talking to you on an academic level about what you're going to be doing once you graduate and in this very difficult music business where when you're coming out of school, you're basically an independent contractor? Are they preparing you for that?
That's interesting, John, is cause that's kind of a subject that I've talked with a lot of people about. They prepare you to obviously play and do your thing, but I will say a little bit of the whole logistics and the business side of things. It probably wasn't expounded on to me enough. I had to kind of just get a crash course in that when I got out and realized, oh, wait a minute, I get 1099s. I'm not a W-2 employee. I'm my own boss. You have to look at yourself as you incorporated kind of. I always say you should have taken some business classes along with the jazz degree, because that would have maybe helped you become more of a businessman, which is what obviously this is. It's not about packing your horn up and running to a club and unpacking and playing. That's part of it, but you have to look at it as a business. Yeah, like I said, they did a little bit, but it probably could have been, I probably could have used a little bit more. I had to kind of learn the hard way and really view myself as an entity, not just some guy running around with a sax on his back. They definitely prepare you to play well, but they probably don't expound enough on the business side like I wish some music schools would.
Sure. Okay. One more question for Ryan Latham. He's a Nashville musician, songwriter, who was a graduate from Central Catholic High School here in Bloomington. He's coming back to town Friday night at Central Catholic in a fundraiser. We've only just begun. The Carpenters Remembered Tribute Band is who he is here with. And this is GLT Sound Ideas. Michelle Birding Brett is Karen Carpenter in this show. She sings Karen Carpenter's parts. And if you listen to her online, her voice, just an amazing voice, but how well she can sound just like Karen herself.
Yeah, well, Michelle is fantastic as a boss and as a front woman. She's trained in the theater and in the arts. That lends itself well to channeling Karen and being out there and doing the recreation.
When you're performing, is it as the Carpenters or it is as a tribute and you're telling the stories of the Carpenters from a third person point of view?
It's a really, they like to kind of brand it as the Carpenters Remembered, a recreation or a celebration of the Carpenters. She'll tell little stories to the audience, like before we start a song or something, she'll mention about maybe going to something, to California, to Downey, to see something at their house or in a museum. Or here's one thing in the show she'll say is, growing up, you know, she had some siblings and her other sister wanted to be like so-and-so and her brother wanted to be like so-and-so, and she wanted to be nothing but Karen Carpenter. That's when she heard it from the first time. She wanted to sing like Karen. And she tells the audience that during the show. And you know, when you want to sound like somebody, you have to dive into it 100%. And she definitely has. She's studied this all the way, and she really does a fantastic job bringing back to life Karen's voice.
Central Catholic grad Ryan Latham speaking with GLT's John Norton. Latham returns to Central Catholic Friday as the saxophonist in the tribute band We've Only Just Begun. Carpenters Remember. Performs as a benefit for Faith in Action, a local nonprofit serving seniors.
All my best memories come back clearly to me. Some can even make me cry, just like before. It's yesterday once more. Yesterday, once more.